Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today I'd like to share with you a story about a particular zoning application. This is a project located in the town of Lake Charles, right on the I-10 corridor, halfway between Baton Rouge and Houston. This is a community that's absolutely busting at the seams, the reason being there's a ton of natural gas plant development. Why? Lake Charles is at the epicenter of a number of natural gas pipelines, and it started out, its history is as a natural gas importation facility. But with the explosion of domestic production of natural gas, those pipelines have been turned around, and now Lake Charles is largely an export facility. There are lots of liquefied natural gas plants going in, various petrochemical plants, things like ethane crackers that will take natural gas and produce ethylene, which is used in the manufacture of plastics, and a whole host of other petrochemical derivatives from natural gas. Initially, we purchased that property with a view to building a multifamily complex, but we found a 14-acre parcel immediately to the north, and that's actually the site of our South Lake Village multifamily development. So the concept we came up with was to build an office building with the parking occupying the lower 3 acres of the property. And immediately to the north of the medical office complex is a senior housing complex comprised of 8 buildings, each with 16 residents per building for a total of 128 beds. Now, the particular type of zoning application that we put in is called a planned use development. This is where we submit the site plan showing the location and the size of the buildings, the elevations of the buildings. Basically, we're defining the envelope of the project. How many buildings? What's their size? What's their height? What are the setbacks from the edges of the property? The interior of the buildings is completely wide open. That is not subject of the zoning application at all. We really have complete latitude to design the interior of the building at this point without any input from the zoning board. So at this stage, we're defining the density, how much parking is going to be available, the access to the property. For example, are we going to provide a turning lane to provide a way for cars to slow down without slowing down traffic, as well as any other information about how we will interact with the rest of the neighborhood. For example, will there be a perimeter fence around the property? And if so, how large will that fence be? At this stage, we're also concerned with stormwater management. This is where we define the stormwater detention as part of the site plan application. We submitted our zoning application about a month ahead of the meeting, in keeping with the rules for the zoning applications in the city of Lake Charles. So the zoning application was accepted by the zoning board with a 5-0 vote. Now, that's not accidental. That's the result of a lot of work behind the scenes to understand the rules, to make sure that we've consulted with the zoning board, make sure that we're complying with all of their requirements prior to submitting the application. That includes sending notices out to all neighbors within a 500-foot radius of the property, and they have an opportunity to communicate their thoughts on the project at the zoning board meeting. Our application was met with absolutely zero opposition. None from residents and none from the zoning board. We also have a team of local folks on the ground who went around and made sure that any local concerns or objections were heard and were addressed. Now, frankly, to go into a meeting and not have a single word of objection is kind of surprising. We would expect at least somebody to have something to say. Almost always somebody has an opinion. Unfortunately, this time around, we had absolutely no comments other than community support for both projects. Now, I think there's a couple of reasons why that happened. Number one, we divided the senior housing community into several smaller homes, so it looks and feels a bit more like a residential community. And the medical office building, while it has a fairly large area, was designed from the exterior to look like a collection of buildings. It's not your large, standard steel and glass monoblock. The exterior facade and the roofline are broken up to look like a collection of buildings. And that too enhances the neighborhood feel of the project. It's so important to use architecture and design to make sure that your project fit in within the character of the local community. And when you do, you get a project that is not opposed by the community. In fact, it's embraced by the community. And that's just evidenced by our win tonight at the zoning board. And tonight, our local team is heading out to the casino, stimulating the local economy by celebrating the win at the zoning board. So as you're thinking about your own development projects, thinking about getting them approved by zoning or by city council, make sure that you collect input from the community, get input from the zoning board, get input from members of city council, so that when your application's finally submitted, it's going to be accepted with a strong, strong vote of support. In the meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.